What channel is the right ESPN?
I don't even know if the shit is coming on ESPN.
Yeah, that's what I was watching the Bulls game on.
Well, NBA, well, right there.
Well, it better be right.
I thought you was going to turn the volume down so we could start. How you going to turn your back to the...
I can see.
What you what you telling me is when we start, you going to look at... How you going to be...
Don't worry about this. Rare. If I need to see the score, give one of those. Well, that's all I'll do.
This is your fucking game.
Yeah, this is me.
You know
where you're going. So I just hit one.
You know where
you're going. Boom. I figured a long time ago.
You know, I've not seen a Bucks fucking game. Not
me neither. This is my first time looking at a Bucks game too. And they look nice. Jason Kidd is he's coaching his ass off, man.
Is he?
He got him to the playoffs.
Man, yeah, I guess he did. Who's the star on the Bucks? Is there a star?
No, not really.
Where's Andrew Wiggins?
Minnesota. He's in Minnesota. Yo, I think that dude is going. Y'all might want to make a play for that.
Oh, no, no, that's the star right there. The dunk Jabari, contest dude.
Jabari Parker is the he's the one who went to the Bucks, but he's hurt.
No, that dude, 34.
No, but he's not the star.
The dunk contest dude.
He's the dunk contest, but he's not the star. I seen someone
in ESPN. He was getting
the Jabari Parker. He was the second round pick.
He's hurt. What kind of hurt?
I think it's a knee or ankle or something like that.
They got ball movement. Looked like.
He came right after.
Don't you wish you could just turn around and see what I'm seeing? Right now?
I can. Every time you talk or laugh, because that fills up airtime.
Huh?
Every time you talk or laugh.
What do you mean? I'm talking. Motherfucker.
You see? No, no, I'm saying every time you talk a lot.
Oh, you can make your.
I hit one of those.
Ooh.
Rose has been passing all day today, though.
You should have seen that just now.
No, but he's been passing all day today. But he plays. It's weird to watch him play. It's kind of scary to watch because you just assume he's going to get hurt like as you're watching.
Exactly. I'm watching right now just to see if the motherfucker goes.
Because he just.
Chitlins.
What happened?
I'm just trying to make sure my voice is heard. Like LeBron. Say that shit. Go ahead, say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
That's your best friend. Say his name.
He's my best friend, but I refuse to put that stupid LA in front of his name.
Well, if you say LA instead of lie.
Just call him Brandon.
That's not his name.
I told you how I feel about the top of my tongue lightly brushing the roof of my mouth before I say a man's name.
Ugh.
See? You feel me on that 100%.
Well.
Anyway, we had a nice little conversation.
Who?
Me and you.
This, the first part of this shit?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what the fuck we was going to do about the show.
Yeah, how you wanted to do it every Saturday. Only on Saturdays.
Look, the conversation. We got nowhere. I don't think we got anywhere.
Yeah, we did. The conversation was we do it on Saturday. That's what I got out of it. That's what I got out of it.
But I still told you we could do it on Sundays.
Yeah, but it's like. It's like, yo, I want to do it on. It's like you put it back to how it originally is already.
Look man, you gonna flake on Saturday. I'm gonna flake on Sunday.
It's like this. Look, man, I don't want to do it on Friday. I only want to do it on Saturdays. Sundays is family day, so that's like off. That's this. I do this. I'm routine that day. All right. Well, then we'll do it on Saturdays. But hey, man, I also want to do it on Sundays if it's open. It's like, yo.
Sundays.
I'm working with you, work with me. From what I got at what you say, you don't want to do it on Sundays.
For me, Sundays is optional. Saturday is the day. Mm-hmm. I'm guaranteed to be here with you, rocking with you on Saturdays, and you might not. But Free Willy over here just want to do it whenever we can do it and get to it.
Yep.
Got you, motherfucker.
Whenever we can get the show done, we can get the show done, man.
Because it's just a show. I mean, you know.
I mean, maybe that comes at, you know, a certain age. Yeah, that's what it is.
Consistency?
No, just, you know, you're stuck in certain, like, maybe when I hit, like, 50, then that's when I'll decide, all right, you know what, I want my eggs in the morning at 10 o'clock. I want my toast at 3 o'clock. You know, I need to have my teeth brushed a certain way. Kind of like American Psycho type thing.
I think when you get it 1 year older, you probably might get there because, you
know, 50.
Being wet behind the ears and shit, you don't, you know, 50. You think you know a lot of shit, but, you know, you're learning.
You're there.
I mean, you were 14 when I met you. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think somewhere between 14 and however the fuck old you are right now, you think you figured it all out.
28 and you're like 30 years older. I think so. 58, right?
I'm not gonna play into this.
You don't have to.
You
good.
You did it anyway, but and I did it anyway, but
yeah, man, how's your week been, man?
Fuck you.
How's your week been?
Yeah, a bunch of fuck you.
How's your week been, man?
It is gonna try to keep it rolling. No, now that we're here, we're gonna stay here until I'm ready to get the fuck out.
All right.
Talking about my goddamn age all the fucking time.
Yeah, you know.
I look good.
Yeah, anal. I told your wife, I was like, you know, Pat's anal. She just said, yeah, tell me about it.
Whatever. She knows.
You was worried about noise. There's no noise.
Dude, I used to, if you didn't remember, I used to be a producer, music producer, so
that's fine.
Sound is this ain't important music. To me.
This is a podcast. There's a different element that goes to that. No,
it's the same fucking element. We recording on microphones. We want it to sound as crisp for the fans. Damn, why he didn't cut his fucking hair? Look at his hair, man.
You talking about Rose?
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, he almost looks like Lupe Fiasco a little bit. Every time I look at him, he does. Have you looked at him? Like, you want to sing Kick Push when you look at him.
I see a skateboard. I do see a skateboard. Yeah, he keep on kicking and pushing and break something.
Yeah, he can't kick pushing no more.
Can we? I just want him to stay in the playoffs for round two.
I want him to stay because, you know, that's my team. So I want him to stay. But I think it's going to be Cavs, Golden State. So that boy Anthony Davis was nasty today, man. Oh.
You just predicted. You saying the Warriors is going to make it?
I mean, when you look at it, that's the way it's looking. I mean, they've been running through teams. You can't count the Spurs out, but like when you look at, you know, the two teams, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see anybody beating the Cavs in the East, not in a series.
That's not gonna happen.
Not with LeBron James there, and like everybody says, if Derrick Rose is healthy, he ain't been healthy in 3 years.
No, we know for a fact that the Cavs will be in the end.
But the Bulls are the only threat if they're healthy. But you know, I'm tired of saying that, so that's why I'm automatically putting the Cavs in there.
We gotta find out how many question mark. We gotta find out how many tough guys you got on this Bulls team, because you only got one.
We got Noah.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Jimmy Butler is tough,
but he don't need to bang.
Yeah, but that's our defense. That's our perimeter. Like he's tough minded. Like he plays hurt. All that
I'm
stuff.
I'm talking about tough, like the shit that I see in Joakim Noah.
Derrick Rose plays tough, but just it's man mentally. I don't know about
he
that.
He has deal. Played tough.
No, he was playing. He played tough today. When he was in the first quarter, you know how scared I was in the first quarter watching this dude?
Who?
Rose, before I came over. I was nervous. I think I text you, like, Rose is looking good. I text you or Mike, one of the two.
Yeah, you said it. I'm seeing it. You know, he does look kind of...
He's playing, yeah. But I'm just like, you're like waiting on that snap.
I'm waiting on the snap.
It's cause I don't want it, though.
It's going to be a snap.
I hope not.
I just don't want the snap to come early.
And he keeps doing that.
Don't shooting threes?
Yeah, man, that ain't his game.
He probably trying to make it his game.
Man, we didn't even introduce ourselves, man. This is the Patrick and Jerome show. Pretty sure if you listen, you already know that. But we had to let you know. I'm Jerome.
Fuck you.
That's obviously Patrick over there. Grumpy old man.
Yeah, you did this.
Whatever.
That means you accept it.
Yeah, I accept it, man. Love you, man. Can I say?
Love you too, motherfucker.
This is what I'm here to do.
Look at how long that motherfucker is. He's like a daddy long legs. Mm. How tall is Unibrow?
6'11".
And how tall you think that dude is? Same?
I'm not sure.
Because he moves pretty
maybe,
fast.
Maybe he's like 6'7".
Some
maybe.
Of these 7-foot motherfuckers are running as fast as they running now.
It's the evolution of the game, man. It's crazy.
Something in the chicken.
I seen an old your boy Bill Russell.
Mm-hmm.
I seen one clip. He moved like that, like from coast to coast.
Nah.
No, like he moved. Like I always thought, like Bill Russell was like old knees and rickety.
I mean,
but he moved from coast to coast. He can move.
He
couldn't dribble.
He just looked like he could move. He just looked like he could move really fast because everybody was slow.
Yeah, and short and white. I mean, that was the league back then. Everybody was short and white.
It was a few brothers. He wasn't the first brother. He wasn't the first, Jackie Robinson of basketball.
There was like a couple
They separate. They put like north, south, east, and west. They had three on each each zone.
Continent, you can say that.
Continent. Each area. Mm-hmm. Well, look, y'all got Asians living in Chicago. It was an Asian dude in the stands right now rooting. It's cold in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't want none. I wouldn't move there. It's my team, but I wouldn't. Mm-mm.
Is your family from Chicago?
Not North Carolina. Fayetteville, North Carolina.
So it was the Jordanism that made you a Chicago fan?
Mm-hmm. When I was, I want to say four or five. I've been a fan since then.
Yeah, I was a Jordan fan.
So I had the poster with a B.J. Armstrong, Paxton, Horace Grant, Jordan, Scottie Pippen with the three titles.
Mm-hmm.
I had that poster. So
I had a poster, but
that's when
it was them as babies. It was Jordan, Bird, and Magic, and that was it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was a Bulls fan, man.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, when I think when I was younger, Jordan wasn't even my favorite player.
Who the fuck was your favorite
player? Pippen was my favorite player on that team.
Wow.
When I was a kid, yeah.
He had a fan.
Oh. Wow. Just one. Pippen actually was my favorite player back then on that team. I love Jordan. I mean, Jordan is Jordan. But I distinctly remember Pippen being like the player. Because I used to want to go to Arizona because that's where I thought Pippen went.
I started watching him play because of the video game. Jordan versus Bulls. No, Michael.
Oh, okay. Oh, what about Jordan? Well, what about Bulls versus Blazers?
It was Lakers versus Celtics was the very first one on, and I think that's what began it. So what they was making Michael Jordan be able to do, there was a move he had to where if he was on the three-point line in the corner, he could literally do a fucking 360s all the way to the rim. Like a boom and dunk the ball. And it was amazing. I'm like, who is this dude? Why are they letting him do that?
Why are they letting this dude do this on Magic?
So then that's when I had to start looking at basketball and seeing him.
I used to have Bulls versus Blazers. There was another one too, wasn't it? Bulls versus somebody. I think I had Magic versus Bird. That was on Nintendo, right?
Mm-hmm. I had Shaq Fu.
I think everybody had that shitty game, Shaq Fu. All them floaty mechanics when you would jump.
Man, nostalgic, dude.
That game was the shit. Like if you're nostalgic about stuff, don't go back and play stuff that you're real fond of.
No, I've learned that with movies because I watched Children of the Corn, and that shit scared the shit out of me when I was young. But that shit looks horrible now.
Let me tell you what I went back and looked at this movie called State Property, right?
The fuck is that?
It's Beanie Siegel, Jay-Z. Like, it was back then, it was the movie. It was like the Paid in Full. Like, it was the movie. I went back and watched. I said, man, what the fuck was I? It ruined all type of nostalgia. I said, this is horrible. Beanie Siegel's acting was terrible. The only thing that worked was Get Down and Lay Down. It was just like, man, what? Why? You're like, I was a stupid child.
Can't go back. I tried to show Patrick because we were watching the last Terminator that was out. Not this new one. But the last one.
Salvation?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So it was cold-blooded, right?
I thought it was, too.
We loved it. He loved it so much, he wanted to know the story because he had a lot of questions.
Oh, really?
So I said, well, let me take you back. We went to Netflix, Terminator 1 on.
Do that, man.
Fucked his world up. He was laughing at it and
you
shit.
You got to put two in.
I said, hey, man, stop looking at the movie as what it is. Understand the shit was made in the 80s. He was like, yeah, but they could have done better. Why are they using aluminum foil Terminator? Versus,
oh, man.
I was like, turn the shit off. Just turn the shit off.
I love the first Terminator still.
Made me feel. That you talk about feeling old. Nothing that you say makes me feel as old as what he did that moment. I felt like an old ass man.
Nah. I've had those moments. I'm only 28. Mainly when it comes to like music. I was on Spotify and like Ludacris' first album was in the old school section. I was like, oh. I looked down, man. I was like, really?
Wow.
Like, it was a whole bunch of old school songs, and like, I'm jamming to them. I'm running them back. And then,
so if Ludacris is old to you,
my girlfriend had a, no, it was her there. It was just me and her there, and we were listening to it, and like, I'm jamming to it, but I'm like, yo, how is all this in the old school section, man? Like, I just had to put my head down. Like,
it was.
Man. Dude, it was like Nelly's first album, Ludacris, and it was like Bone Thugs-N-Harmony, Thuggish Ruggish Bone. I'm like, yo, like this is
Okay, so where does that put LL Cool J?
That puts him in. He's in. They're all of them in the old school category too.
Just oldest.
It's school. Just like, oh, I mean, like when I hear the word old school, I mean it's under old school hip hop. Because when I think old school, I think I like my dad's music, Temptations.
That's what we think. Yeah,
that's what I think. But like,
what do we call that? Golden age? Olden age?
I wouldn't mind calling it golden age. I think we should call it. I love that music. Surprisingly, that's the music that I grew up on because my dad is old. So that's what he played during barbecues in the house when cleaning was going on. So that's the music I was raised off of.
I think music has a lot on
different now.
On impressionism. Like what you're listening to, what you grow up listening to, I think subliminally it does something to you. Because that music that you listen to has turned you into an old soul. That's why we're able to be 28 and 40 years old and be so close because of the music that you have listened to from previous. It puts you in our realm. So it makes you, I believe it. So that's why I'm so worried about today.
I believe that too. But it's crazy because now it's music be now, like, yeah.
And now I know how old we are because when we say, and that music now.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's what they were saying about us.
I think that's what you guys are probably saying about my generation of music. Well, yeah,
my generation and your generation, when you say Ludacris, that's what you grew up listening to?
Yeah.
So did I.
But I'm a millennial, and millennials go from like, because I looked this up, so I was like, what the hell is a millennial? They actually go from like 80, people who were born from like 84 or something like that, mm-hmm. to 2004. So if you were born within that time period, you're a millennial.
What the fuck am I? Ancestral.
Oh, when, what year were you born?
75.
So you're an 80s baby.
Okay. So
because you grew up, you're an 80s baby if you grew up in an 80s.
Yeah. I don't want to stay too far away from I like feeling young.
You stay young. But the reason why
the problem with it is I'm starting to get forced out and starting
why
to be
would you get forced out?
Because the new music I can't even lock down.
I can't even do it.
Young Thug, that shit is terrible.
Yeah, I don't get it. He's not even talking.
Like, they're dogging music. But and that's what's famous, right?
Here's the thing.
I'm in love with the Coco.
Here's the thing. Like, the Young
Thug, in love with the Coco?
No, I don't actually. I ain't gonna lie. That hook, it's in the beat. Look, that's just the ignorant Southern roots that come out of me. But, like, the country came out of me one time. There's a couple times, but this particular time, I'm listening to Young Thug. That song comes on, but the one with T.I. in it. You know, if it ain't about the money, that track. Mm-mm. Well, that song came on, and Young Thug's verse hit, and I caught every single word that he said.
You were there.
I immediately hit Brown. I said, yo, I understood. He just like shook his head, like, And kind of, he's from Alabama, so like he should really get it. The fact that I got it over him, he was just like, you tapped into that Southern root right there. Like,
I don't even think that's Southern root
because
it's called bullshit.
He's mumbling. Yeah, let me skip five, my gillet, net mouth, and get a skillet and put it in my lot. It's like, ugh.
Yeah,
it's horrible, man.
He's a retarded Lil Wayne.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. And Lil Wayne has became something else because my era right there too.
He told us he was an alien.
Yeah, but Lil Wayne is somebody else who's my era too.
He done had a fucking baby called Young Thug.
And he moved into another era that the new era Lil Wayne, I'm like,
an alien.
Kind of like, I think it's kind of like what happened to LL Cool J.
What happened to LL? Tell me
people,
what happened.
There's certain era people love LL Cool J. But LL Cool J is one of the rare rappers who his career spanned like 20 years.
Oh yeah.
Like pretty much everybody had LL. You know what I'm saying? You had him in the 80s with Rock the Bells, and you had it with radio. Then you go to like my era with the Hey Lovers and your Jingling Baby was the 80s.
You know, dude was 16.
Yeah. So like everybody had LL.
He was 16.
He expanded. But he outlasted like a Run DMC. You know, Beastie Boys made a comeback like 96, but like.
Not really. Well, yeah, but.
That Sabotage video and song, yo, that's one of the hardest videos.
I think a comeback is when you have a full album, not just a couple of hits that stay on and make people want to go back and track back to know what you was about. But yeah, they did come back.
Who?
They became relevant again, the Beastie Boys. These people, these
I never
people,
really listened to the Beastie Boys, really, so that's why. But I just remember that track.
They're pretty
and
much
that video.
They're like, Hall of Famers. I put them in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Hall of Fame is LL, Ice-T, the Fat Boys, the beatboxing motherfucker on the East Coast.
Not Melly Mel. Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Slick Rick.
Slick Rick and them. Those are they.
NWA.
And then my boys from where I'm from, NWA. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
DJ Quick, that's my dude.
Oh, Quick. AMG, second to none. Whoa.
No. I don't think you can put AMG in there. But you can put Quick in there, but I don't think you can put AMG in there.
Well, Quick has earned his way into the
Hall of Fame. I like Sugar Free. I can't put Sugar Free in there.
No, E-40's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But he's not in the Hall of Fame yet because I think he's still rapping.
I think in it. Well, DJ Quick still rapping.
Kinda.
His last album came out in like 2011.
Well, he don't have to no more. He could just.
He just produce really.
He could do whatever he wants to do in the music.
Fan base ain't really there no more.
We're still there. I support that dude.
Oh yeah, that's my dude.
Like, Dre and everything that he's done and all of that. You gotta put Quick as far as a cold ass producer after that.
Then it's gonna be the next set that's gonna be in the Hall of Fame. Like him or hate him, Lil Wayne's gonna be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The Hot Boys are probably gonna be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know about Manny Fresh, yeah. Fuck all the rest of them dudes. Manny Fresh was cold as shit to me.
Well, remember Juvenile was the dude.
Yep. He was the Method Man of them.
He was the dude, yeah.
He was their Method Man.
Lil Wayne still because Lil Wayne was my favorite because he was closer to my age.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were told he was and found out he was older than what he was. But because when I was 13, they said he was 15. So, like, that's who I latched on to. I was like, oh, this is cold.
So, how old was he when he was claiming he was 15? Like, 18?
Yeah, they said he was like 18, something like that. Reality. That's back when they used to push people's age back. You know how the music industry does.
Hey, man, Harden and about to play right now. Who they playing? The Spurs?
They play the Spurs, yeah. No. They play Dallas, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Dallas, okay.
Spurs play Clippers.
Tomorrow.
Which I'm still adamant about the Clippers need to leave L.A.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, though.
Might not. Maybe. Who knows? I think they need to go to another city.
So they can get their recognition.
So they can get their recognition. They ain't going to get no love as long as they're always under the shadow of the Lakers, man.
They are always
going to be that other team.
It will always be that way.
I think they should go to like Seattle, somewhere else. Of course, you know, Vegas.
Mean, they can create a history. Now, look, if anything comes to Vegas, I will drop everything that I have right now to be a Vegas fan.
Yeah, same here. I hope a hockey team. I'll take hockey.
You pushing it now. I ain't fucking with no hockey.
My favorite team right now is Detroit Red Wings.
Me too.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they red. I like the color red. I
thought you was an LA Kings fan.
Nah. I'm not everything LA. I'm not a Clippers fan. I'm a Lakers fan. The first thing I saw when it came to basketball was a yellow and gold
Which
jersey.
Is why I always say the Clippers need to go, because they're always going to be Lakers fans, man.
Man, they got a fan base, a huge fan base.
If it's Golden State versus the Clippers, who are you going for?
Golden State.
And you're from L.A., but you're going for Golden State.
Shit, right now, if it was Golden State versus the Lakers, I'd be going for Golden State.
Nah, you'd be going for the Lakers.
Because
that would mean the Lakers were good.
If
they made it to that level.
Well, I'm not talking about playoffs or anything like that. I'm talking about this season.
Well, we're in the playoffs. So that's what I'm specifically talking about.
Well, I'm saying if in this season, to right now, being a Laker fan, if I go pay my tickets to the Staples Center,
right.
I'm not going to see the Lakers. I'm going to see the Warriors beat that ass.
Hmm.
I'm going there and paying the money. I'm not going to drive to Oakland and pay the money to go see.
I'm not going
the
to
Warriors.
Oakland, period.
I go to Oakland.
I've been there twice, so I was like, yeah, I don't need beer. Let me go back on the other side of that bridge.
I go see a Raiders game.
I'll stay on the other side of that bridge.
Phillip Rivers talking about he may not be going if they bounce
to LA.
He's like, I don't want my children raised there.
He want to go to the Titans, though.
He said he don't want his children raised in LA.
everybody has a problem with something. You know what how many times
is going on, man?
How many times I hear people say, you know, I don't know how to raise a kid here. I was like, why do you act like we live in a casino? like everywhere you go, there's prostitutes, and
the kids are at the Mirage right now.
The kids are at the Mirage looking at prostitutes, getting math questions put to them. It's like, what is wrong with y'all?
Tila, what is the bisecting agent that creates the manipulating forces? Yeah, divided by pi.
Excuse
nigga,
me.
Nigga, I don't know.
Excuse me, Mr. Mac. If you have two hoes and one of your hoes is disloyal, how many hoes do you have if you divide one hoe times that by the pi of the three-dimensional of the quadricep
of the quadricep
of radius?
Oh, well, that's pretty easy to answer. Let's see here. If you carry one divided by yeah. These hoes ain't loyal.
Mm-hmm. Or the answer would be, I tell you, let me tell you what you do. First of all, you slap one hoe, and if she can't get right, you slap her again.
She'd be right after that.
Then she'd be right after that second slap.
I don't think your pimp hand would be good if you had to get two. You she's the wrong hoe if you had to give her two slaps.
Yeah, that means you had to tell her twice.
You got to dismiss her.
You can't ever tell them twice.
Move on.
Pick it up.
You got to get good knuckles.
Yeah, she ain't listening.
You gotta have that. You gotta have.
Did you say good knuckles?
Yeah, you gotta let the knuckle hit too, dude. Mm. I seen the slap on Facebook. This dude, it looked like they was in a check cashing line or something.
Yeah,
and this white lady was like just yapping at this dude, and then she like got thuggish. She threw her shit and was like, what? And then hit him with something,
mm-hmm.
and he backhanded the shit out of her, made her spin, and then it just cut off. I was like, it was great. I gotta find that shit. I gotta show you. It was so fucking funny.
What do you, hold on. It was just a slap?
It was just somebody just.
Was it a front hand or backhanded?
It was a quick backhand, and she spun. It was, and then her friend was like, wait, and it cut off.
Dude, my dad had one of those nights yesterday.
What kind of night?
It was fucking hilarious because he came in. He came in off the.
He ain't slapped nobody, did he?
No, but he came in off the liquor.
Uh oh.
And he was. I love my pops, man. He was talking, and he was telling a story about me in high school, right?
Uh huh.
So as he's telling me the story, I'm like, this story doesn't sound right. I'm like, parts of it sound right, but most of it, that don't sound like me. So he starts getting into it and getting into it. And then I didn't tell him, but it hit me. I was like, yo, I was like, Pop's like, that wasn't me. Like, that was an episode of Fresh Prince.
No. Did you tell him?
No.
You just let him keep rolling with it.
Let it keep going.
He was saucy.
But I was, oh my God. I don't know if you remember, but there's an episode of Fresh Prince where Will, he sits at this desk and he carves Fresh into the desk.
Mm-mm.
And he gets in trouble for it. And he, you know, they're threatening to kick him out of school and go to jail and stuff like that.
Oh, shit.
So he was talking about me doing that.
And he was like, huh?
And as he was, like, he was going through the whole story. And after, I was like, yo, like, that was an episode of Fresh Prince. Like, that wasn't, like, that shit happened, but it didn't happen to me.
It was like, you started reflecting on it. He was like, I remember that, but.
I remember I'm trying to put it together. I was like,
where did he get that story?
But like, why do I remember it? Because I started to believe it at first. Because I was like, well, I remember it.
Who is he telling it to?
He was talking to me.
He was telling you about a story that you did.
He was telling me a story about something I did as a kid.
And you just let it play on.
Let it play on, and I just started catching it. I'm like,
Is that right, huh?
That ain't me, man.
I never carved nothing in the note. Why would I do that?
Why would I carve my name in a desk?
It would have been funny if he was like, yeah, you carved that your nickname Fresh. Here it go, dude. Here it go, dude. Here it go. I found it. I got it. Oh.
Let me see.
Wait. Ooh. Mm. Rewind.
Let me see. All right. She slapped him.
Mm-hmm.
He backhanded her. Damn. She caught a knuckle on that one.
She caught a knuckle. knuckle.
That was an ashy knuckle she caught too.
Did you hear it? You can hear ash. Mm-mm. You can hear ash because it's like, it's crisp and flaky.
Why did she slap him?
I don't know. Motherfucker, they was in the check cashes. You know, shit happened in the check cashes.
I thought that was like McDonald's.
Nah, it wasn't enough shit in the background.
That looked like McDonald's. Like, that was like a big girl mad over nuggets.
It looked like a pharmacy.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, that's a food place. Dude, that's a food place. You can see the menu up the top, then to the right, there's there's like water, not water, but like the drink dispensary thing.
Oh, it's KFC, yo. I mean, what other reason would a nigga slap a white woman? Fucking with his chicken.
She was mad about chicken. He was mad about her taking all the chicken because that was a big girl.
I wish y'all could see this slap, dude. If anybody is listening and you see me, say, "Hey, man, show me the slap." I'm gonna show it to you. It's delicious. It was a crispy, powdery back knuckle, backhand.
That's ridiculous, man.
It wasn't.
And how did somebody know to pull the camera out? There's some of these things. Because
the argument escalated. Somebody knew. You know these world star hip hoppers. They like, oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah. I wonder how much false footage they got. Like, oh, this is going to be the one. No, that's not it. They got to put it back.
They just kept it rolling. It's like, hey, somebody get your phone. There's something special about that happening right now.
I wonder how long they roll. Because I know after like 2 minutes with the iPhone, like it you know, like you can't send nothing.
They the new paparazzi. They catch good shit.
Somebody didn't yell out, "World star," nothing like that.
They just cut it off before.
I don't go on that site. I probably should. Some people tell me to go.
This era, I don't go in there. I don't fuck with it like that.
I don't like seeing I like seeing fights, but I don't like seeing, like, you know, when they get ridiculous and stomp on each other's heads.
Yeah, it's too much. Lil Patrick, he keeps me updated. He'll show me the good ones. I told him what I like and don't like, so he don't be coming at me.
That's showing. Good. That keeps you young too. You know,
he had the motherfucking gumption to say yesterday was you starting to head in that realm of where you're trying to be hip. I'm like, now how the hell do you figure? He was like, I don't know.
What did you do?
I didn't even do nothing really.
You had to have done something that he felt like.
We made a quick run to Circle K. We got in the car. He took the aux cord.
Did you say stupid dope fresh or something?
No, he put the aux cord in and started wanting to show me the song he got off of SoundCloud. That was, it was all right. But then I kind of was repeating the words that the dude was saying. Like when we got back in the house. And he, out of nowhere, he just said that.
And that's probably the way you said it. You probably didn't. It probably didn't roll right when you said it.
No, like
it's
probably like, no. See, because his mama is like that, and she's been out of date for a long time.
But he probably caught a glimpse of it at that moment with you. Is what I'm saying. Like it probably didn't roll right.
Fuck it, maybe.
You know what I mean? Like what was it he said?
I don't even remember.
Like the line could have been like, "I get money and toss bitches all day," and you could have been like, "I get money, bitches is tossed." Like you could have said something like that, and he was like, "I don't know, Dad."
I don't know if I actually said the words or if I mumbled something. Whatever the case may be, it prompted him to say that, which was confusing to me. I was like, "What the fuck, really, dude?"
Didn't roll right, man. It's like when some people say "nigga," like it doesn't roll right.
I was almost insulted, but I really wasn't. But I was.
Did you feel old when he said that?
Not really, because I am old to him. I mean, the motherfucker is 17. And I'm 40, so there's nothing I can say to make him say that I'm not old.
It's true.
Oh, they got Dwight Howard playing. He decided to sit out the rest of the season so that he can come in the playoffs.
Well, he came back like the last 12 games, but we'll see. We're going to see what that dude do.
He going to do what he's been consistently doing, losing.
Look, man, he's been to the finals. He's taking that team to the finals. He lost to y'all.
Why are you always trying to find optimism in this motherfucker, man?
I try to find optimism in everything. I try not to be a negative Nancy about everything.
I mean, but you got to talk shit about somebody from time to time.
I talk shit all the time. But then sometimes I got to balance it with some positivity.
Oh, he's blocking the shit out of people right now. I just seen two good blocks from him.
Like, we about to have a Bush or a Clinton again as your president. Are you ready for that?
I'm not voting for a motherfucker named Jeb.
Like, again. Keep saying we want change, but we about to have a Bush or a Clinton again. I want to see a woman president just to see it, but I don't want to see a Clinton. Just more of the same.
They got a lady running, I think.
I don't trust her.
On the Republican side.
I don't trust her.
I don't trust a Jeb.
No, I definitely won't be voting for no Jeb Bush.
Anybody named Jeb, I see a noose in his hand. And like,
I said something what I see. I forgot what I said though.
Boy, we're going back to how things used to be.
I see cowboy boots, of course. I see that hat.
Dust and like a
real dusty pants.
A whip.
Yeah. A big ass pickup truck.
Slave master. Master Jeb.
Yep. That's it right there. Master Jeb, man.
I'm trying to tell you, I ain't doing it. And it's not a black or white thing. This is just Jeb.
You just can't trust nobody named Jeb. I mean, he's already cheated once.
What is that short for? Jebediah?
I think so. Mm-mm. Gibberish.
Gibberish.
Because he's full of shit.
But how things are going, it's probably going to happen.
There'll be another Bush or Clinton, man. Mm-hmm. Do you realize since it had to been like 80, when was the first Bush in office? You remember? Mm-mm. Well, I'm going to take it back to at least 80, wherever Desert Storm was. No.
80,
so I'm going to take it to at least 80.
No, that's Vice President Bush in the 80s because Reagan
He was Vice President.
Yeah.
Well.
Full-on president was in the 90s.
No, because Clinton became president like 92.
We got to wiki this shit because.
Well, you got a computer right next to you. You got an iPad computer, right there. Well, hand me the thing, man, because I need facts, man.
Well, you get the fucking facts.
I can't just be spewing out.
I'm voting for Hillary.
Bullshit. I don't know what I'm voting for, man.
She just need to change her wardrobe because she's not hip.
What do you mean she's not hip? She's an old woman.
I mean, but, you know, Obama's wife is making, is showing you that it's a possibility that you can actually have some style.
Oh, look, this is the only president whose wife looks fuckable. You name me another president whose wife looks like, you know, I would.
You know they listening to us right now, right?
I don't care what they gonna say. I said Obama's wife looks good.
No, you said she looks that word, and I'm not even gonna say
fuckable.
That.
Okay, look. Out of all the other presidents' wives, you tell me.
I feel really uncomfortable right
Whatever.
Now.
Out of all the other presidents' wives, you tell
like
me.
This. I don't like
you
this.
Tell me. Okay, you tell me another president's wife who's attractive. Go ahead. Come on.
Nope.
You don't know any other president's wife who's attractive?
Brother, you just said that the president's wife was fuckable.
She was. She's cute. Cute. Compared to all the other ones.
Man, you know they got drones. I'm just waiting for something to zap the fuck out of you right now.
Stop being a chicken, man. 1989 to 93.
Who?
The first Bush.
89 to 93?
Mm-hmm. So that means Clinton was 94.
There you go.
So that means from 89 to 2012 to 2008 was a Bush or a Clinton. And then we got this Obama break. And then it's going to be another Bush or Clinton. So let's say from 1989 to 2018.
Hmm.
It's going to be a Bush or Clinton.
Think the White House is going to get do their thing and get Jeb in there?
You think a Republican is going in there? You think it's time? Or you think everybody's on this progressive stuff and they're going to want to see a woman in there?
We just got to see how much damage has been done.
Because, first of all, it's the same thing. If anybody's out there thinking there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans, it's all the same play.
Most definitely.
It's all the same dance. There's no difference.
You just have to know what the agenda is, which we'll still never know. But clearly there is no such thing as a Democrat or a Republican.
The agenda is one world order from what it seems.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a secret.
Yeah, it's just common sense, but
it's just like,
but because society and because people are so damn retarded right now, they made us this way.
I don't think they're retarded. I think it's to the point now where you don't even have to hide it. Like people just do it, and they know that
nobody will do anything about it.
Not just they won't do anything about it, but there's certain people who just be like, well, they wouldn't. The country would never do nothing like that. So it's conspiracy.
Everyone is looking at no. Everybody's lazy. Yeah. Right now, the government has everything sewn up so well that our society has become lazy. It just is what it is.
Yeah, and it's like,
Dude, for what? Why the fuck am I talking about this bullshit?
Because I'm talking about it.
It's just depressing.
These are the things I talk about in my boy's history class when I talk at his college.
It's so damn depressing.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm going to get him fired because I be going off. He'd be like, no, just keep going. Just keep talking.
Do the students debate with you or they just let you? You
know, we debate all the time. That's why I'm always in debate mode. But yeah, we debate all the time. He's like, man, just go in and spit your views, man, because I love the stuff you say. I was always great in history and political science, though. That was always my shit.
I didn't like that shit. I had to get the fuck away.
Even now, like, I'm about to take another political science class and a Bible class.
I ditched that class. I don't even know my teacher's name.
What, history?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you ditch history, man?
I don't like history.
If you don't know history, you're going to repeat it.
Well, here we are.
That's why we fucking up now in this world.
Because I didn't go to history class.
That too. And you touch yourself at night. Yeah. You got a headache? You good?
You're right. I did touch myself.
I mean, look, it's necessary from time to time, right?
Time to time. If nobody loved me right, I got to love me.
You got to love you.
Who loves you better than yourself? You've had some great sex. I mean, sex is beautiful. I love it. I share this moment with my wife and my wife only, and she does her job well. But at the end of the day, nobody loves me like I can love me.
My girl does a good job. I'm not even gonna go on that.
Does she love you better than you love you?
You know what? Sometimes she does, man. Because sometimes it's like she loves me too much.
What the fuck is too much?
It's a lot. You know, sometimes I'll be looking at her like
man, it's the beginning.
Like, you love me, like, but all that's not necessary.
How many times y'all fucking?
It's a lot.
Hmm? On a weekly basis, how many times you get it in?
Whenever we get a chance. So, I don't know, it varies.
In a day.
In a day?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we, like I said, it varies. Depends on how we feeling. Like, it really depends on how we feeling.
What's the most times y'all got it in one day?
I don't remember.
That many motherfuckers?
Well, because she's one of, here's the thing. Every time we do it, it's rarely just one and done. Because she's one of those, she has like an addictive type of personality. So like when she gets one thing, she wants a lot of it. You know what I mean? So like she gets one orgasm, she wants a lot of them. If she has a, like some food, she wants a lot of it.
No, I'm saying, what I'm saying is after the act has been completed on your behalf, because you can only bust a certain amount of times, how many times is that before next day? What's the most? Because I tell you now,
I think we did about three or four. Three or four. If you're talking about the most in general, like just period.
That's amazing.
The most in general, period, in a day was seven.
Seven times in one day.
Yeah.
That's amazing, my brother.
It was like from morning to night. Like, we wasn't doing shit. Like, I was a kid. Like, wasn't shit happening that day.
You know, I've only been able to have sex three times in one day.
That elusive third nut is a hard thing to catch, man.
No, this girl I was with.
That's what we call it, the elusive third nut.
This girl I was with, she was like, so, babe, when was the last, how many times have you came in one day? And I fucked up and told her, I said three. She's like, I want to go for the record, let's see if we can go four times. I was like, okay, but I already knew that this shit was gonna be difficult, because when I get it,
after number I think for you said after one, it's like it's a wrap, right?
Well, for, because my shit is like the one
desensitized
is right? A long, now it's not like 3 minutes or nothing with me. I mean,
yeah, it's like a couple hours, right?
No, not a couple of hours. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. That's imaginary. But a session, just one session, is a good hour or so. My wife could typically get three or four nuts in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the day. Now it's like more like three or two nuts in a situation. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get work done, get it done. I got other things to do. But, you know, but. So to do that three times is a lot, yeah, in a day.
For me, the third time is where I'm your first time, where it's I'm just like I'm kind of bored. Like, I'm back hurts. My calves hurt. My eye itches.
So that chick, she, I'm not gonna say her name, but she wanted four nuts. So
she wanted to give you the four.
She wanted me to orgasm four times.
She was a pleaser.
So this fourth time came around. The third time, my dick is hurting. Fucking sore, it hurt.
You know what? I don't think they understand that. Like it can be so hard for so long, it hurts.
I didn't want to say no. It wasn't even hard. It was just like fuck it, man. We're done, dude.
You know you can go blind if your dick stays hard
too long. I went blind. I felt like I was about to go blind. So at this fourth time, I'm not gonna buzz. I already know nothing's gonna happen. Mm. I'm gonna shoot air if anything come out. So we were going in that. She was in doggy, and she was like, "Are you coming? Are you coming?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I just spit on her back. And I just rubbed it on her in her back and shit. So glad that shit was over with. I had a sore dick for a week.
So you were pretty much the first male to fake an orgasm.
I don't know.
You gotta be, because I don't know any other male who's ever faked an orgasm.
Dude.
And you just found a way to fake an orgasm.
No, dude, look.
Spit on her back.
I'm trying to explain to you. When some people talk about an hour of fucking, that's a long amount of fucking. Now, see, a lot of people say, I can fuck for an hour. But when they mean fuck for an hour, they mean everything that comes with it, from foreplay to blah, blah, blah,
I
blah,
mean,
blah.
I can't fuck for no hour.
No, but I can fuck for an hour.
Good for you. That's a long.
And that's a long time, bro.
I'm sorry.
It's a long time. I cannot get the nut until, maybe my dick is just desensitized from beating it so damn much, but it takes a lot of work.
I actually heard that actually happens.
Well, it happened.
From to what me. I read, if you do it too much, it comes desensitized.
Maybe, but.
Well, maybe take a break. Take a porn break and take an everything break.
No, I mean, you know, with me and my wife, she knows where to turn, how to get right. And it's not just for me. It takes more than just the sensation of my dick. It's now.
It's visual.
Everything takes a part. It's mentally also to get that nut.
So you're like a woman with your nut.
Mm-hmm. She got no,
because women, they got to like all the elements got to work. Because most guys, like, the wind can blow and they about to skeet. But like, you like
no, that
you're
not,
like, it's like,
that's not me.
It's got to be right. No, like,
with,
you know,
with me, like she knows how to get my nut. Like if she wants to, if she's tired or whatever, like she's a soldier, she's a champ. She keeps them legs up for a long while. But she knows, like, things like what trigger me are don't stop. That means I'm about to bust. If you say the words don't stop, something happens to me, and then, oh, it's over.
Yeah. So there are certain triggers that, yeah.
Trigger words that make the senses just go off. But, you know, I've always been a pleaser, pretty much. I always got off on watching how many nuts I could give you. And
I think all of us do that. All of us want that Superman symbol that you got on your chest when we walk out the bedroom.
Most definitely, man. I was able to control that shit. It was like I called myself a Jedi back in the day. But yeah, that girl, that four, that shit hurt.
The fact that you spit on her back is hilarious. Was it like a?
No, I had to. Of course not a loogie. She would have heard that. But it was.
That means you build it up over a couple pumps. You build up the saliva.
Had to figure a way out. And during the pump,
why didn't you just say this ain't gonna happen? No,
because
you want disappointment.
I
want
to go out like that, dude. I wanted her to be happy. That she felt like she did something that no other woman could do.
Well, if she ever in life hears this, then you failed, lady.
I don't give a shit. I'm married now. Fuck you.
You failed. Damn. It's like that?
I mean, shit. I mean, I don't even remember. Yeah, I remember her name. I'm not going to do it.
You going to see her again?
No.
Say the name, man.
Won't ever see it again.
Say that. Anybody listening to this?
Nope.
Somebody that can be found.
Nope, not gonna do it.
Somebody close, not necessarily close, but like somebody's in reach of that person that you know now.
No, really, no. She wasn't one of the significant chapters in my life or anything like that. She was just one of them.
Just one of them.
One of them.
I hear you, man. Anyway, you ready to shut it down, man?
Maybe we can let it go if you want to let it go.
Now, how long we been doing this?
What we gonna name the show?
I don't know, probably after the argument. I don't know.
Back saliva. Nutty buddy. Oh, man.
There it is, man. Nutty buddy, man. spit on your back.
Hell, we out.